On the air with us this morning is Mr. Wiley Wilkes. Wiley Wilkes with the Jackson Giants as well as other sports teams. But Wiley Wilkes, I want to talk to you about this, that right there. You are a Jackson Giants player living in Afton, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
How difficult is that to make that commute all the time and then obviously hit all the games that come with the travel? You must really love baseball.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite sports for sure. But I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I was a little worried going into the indoor facility the first time, just being a Star Valley Brave and going into the Jackson Giants. I was a little worried about what was going to happen. But the first day I walked in there, that team welcomed me in with open arms. Like, they were so nice. I got to be able to throw with the best players on the team, be able to do batting practice. It was just I absolutely love it. It is so fun.
And that kind of leads me into my question. You answered a little piece of it here, but what has it been like, you know, obviously going from being a Star Valley player in every other sport when all your teammates are your classmates to going to a team like the Giants where you've got teammates from, you know, Idaho, you got teammates from Wilson, from Jackson, from, you know, kind of all over the area, and you're the only Star Valley kid there. What's that kind of been like adjusting to that?
It's definitely a change, but I really enjoy it because I get to make a lot of new friends around the state of Wyoming and Idaho. But it's just a lot of fun getting to be able to meet all those guys and just be able to be friends with them for a long time.
Speaking with Wiley Wilkes here, a baseball player with the Legion team. You know, Wiley, it's one of those gaps that we have in Western Wyoming. There's just not a lot of Legion baseball, and the stuff that there used to be is no longer around. And so to be a baseball player, you've got to kind of dig for it, which is what you've done. And kind of talk to us about that process, about, you know, take us through maybe a normal week of your season or your off season where you're being involved with this team that's based, you know, 70 miles away from where you live.
Yeah, so it all started with a travel team in Star Valley, actually. When I was about 13 years old, Nick Crosby actually came and talked to me after one of our Little League games. He said, "Hey, do you want to come and play on this travel team?" And I said, "Absolutely, sounded like a blast." And that travel team has basically set me up for what this Legion baseball is, because now I'm playing with high-level kids. And it is, it's completely different baseball from what I came from, but it is a blast. I absolutely love it.
And kind of take us through how this season has been going compared to what your expectations were coming into it. Obviously, just looking at your stats here on the Game Changers app, you're having a pretty good season. Best on-base percentage on the team. You've been doing a little bit of pitching for the team as well. I believe you're on the starting rotation. The team comes in 3-1. You've got the Jackson invite on Sunday. Kind of take us through where the season is at compared to what you thought it would be at coming in.
Yeah, so we played in Casper last weekend. Went 3-1 there. And this weekend, we play Green River at Green River. So that'll be a lot of fun. And with this Jackson invite, I really hope that we can pull out 4-for-4 on that, because I know we can, and I'm really excited for the season to finally just get going so we can start playing.
So Wiley, as I mentioned, I think there's been a lot of athletes in Western Wyoming who maybe could have excelled in baseball, but maybe the opportunities are not as prevalent as they should be. What are some things that you'd like to see improve in those regards? And what are some of the things, do you have any plans for baseball after high school age?
I would love to go play college baseball, but it really just all depends on what I want to do. And it's definitely a commitment to drive all the way up to Jackson, but it's a lot of fun just being able to be up there and be able to go through all the, like, go through Alpine and Thane every day, just be able to enjoy that drive with my parents. And it's a lot of fun.
And I'm looking at the roster here, and they have you listed as a pitcher, but it looks like you've taken at bats in every single game this year. Do they play you at other positions when you're not pitching on that particular day? And if so, what's kind of your favorite spot to be at defensively?
Yeah, I pitch once in a while. I play some right field. I used to play a little second base. But if it all comes down to one thing, it's kind of hard to choose. I love playing everywhere, but I love to pitch.
Talk to us about some of the pitches that you like to throw, because that's a foreign thing to me. I throw about, I don't even know what it is now. I think that the hardest I ever threw was probably 45. So kind of talk to us about how that works. What are some of your favorite pitches, and how do you build up your pitching arsenal?
Yeah, so I throw a four-seam fastball. For my off-speeds, I throw a curveball, a slider, and a changeup.
Not too bad. I think the last time I did any pitching was eighth grade, and attempted strikes was really the only style I was able to throw.
Yeah, I get that.
So Wiley, what? Sorry, this is just me just being curious. What kind of speeds do you get up to when you pitch?
I've gotten up to about 76 to about 80.
Wow. That sounds scary. I don't. Have you ever plunked anybody?
Sadly, I have. Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
So obviously, another big part of this is playing in Wyoming. Not a whole lot of baseball out here on the western side. A lot of travel with this Legion baseball. Take us through some of your favorite experiences on maybe like the long bus rides or what it's like to play most of your games against the teams from like Casper and Cheyenne and Laramie all year.
Yeah, so we have a really nice travel bus. It's always fun to be on the bus and be able to just hang out with all the boys and just be able to just get to know them better. And we have a few games we like to play on there, like Name That Song, and just be able to have a good time on the bus. But when it comes to game time, we're dialed in and we're ready to go.
What does the postseason look like? And obviously, you know, it seems like I'm always hearing about Cheyenne Post Six. Are they kind of the juggernauts of the American Legion? Of course, you know, famous alumni there, Brandon Nimmo, who plays for the Mets. What are some of your postseason schedules look like?
Yeah, Cheyenne Post Six they are absolutely incredible. That team is. They are absolutely insane. Like, they're so good. But I'm actually going to bring my schedule into this a little bit. So the Wyoming State Tournament this year is in Jackson this year. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So we travel all around the all around through different states. We go to Bozeman. We go to Idaho Falls. We go to Boise, Park City, Gillette. You mentioned Three Forks, Montana. We go to Riverton every once in a while, and Idaho Falls. So, and we have a few home games this year, so I'm excited for those. So,
now you also, Wiley, you're a football player. You play fullback. You play on the defense. So obviously, some versatility there. How do you feel like these sports complement each other?
It definitely helps a lot, because playing in the outfield is basically like being like a safety or linebacker, because when you're playing in the outfield, you have to read where the ball is going to go as soon as they hit it. And that's basically like reading a pulling guard or a running back in football. So I love it.
Well, Wiley, is there anything we haven't touched on that you'd like to tell anyone listening right now?
No, but I'd encourage other kids to give baseball a chance and just to give baseball a chance, because it's a really fun sport. I think it's one of the sports that don't get talked about enough, and it's a enjoyable sport to play.
Wiley Wilkes with the Jackson Giants, based out of Star Valley. Wiley, tell us one more time when that state event in Jackson is taking place. Maybe we'll get some folks running up the canyon to watch you.
Yeah, so it is July 24th through the 28th in Jackson.
All right. Well, good luck to you on this season, and thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Wiley Wilkes.